So today I got to chop it up with Dr. Mallory McCoy, co-founder of Bell's Garden. They cultivate spaces where Black girls and women in suburban communities can find safe places to develop their confidence and awareness. But I'll let her tell you more about it. Dr. Mallory McCoy, please share more about Bell's Garden.
I would love to. Bell's Garden was created. It was a research project, or actually I have to say my dissertation work and my co-partner or my business partner's research project combined together. We are helping to support Black girls navigating predominantly white and suburban spaces. Mm-hmm. And our primary focus is those social emotional learning components through our programming.
All right. So when you hear this Bell's Garden, you guys are planting the seeds. You want them to take their roots in who they are, embrace who they are in these different spaces where everybody doesn't look like them. So tell us a little about, because I understand you're doing the Bell's Garden summer program. So dig into that and how, even if you need more girls involved, how could we help you with that?
Sure. So we are offering two programs this summer, Bloom and Grow. It's our monthly wellness group that's formulated for girls grades 3rd through 12th grade. It's happening in suburban spaces. So we have a site in Lenexa, a site in Lee Summit, and we are working on a site in a Northland. And ultimately, like I said, our goal through that is just to build the emotional awareness, cultural pride, and confidence through the actions that we do. And we're going with in. And then our other program that we're doing this summer is actually a wellness retreat for Black girls called Bloom and Glow. So it's a one-day retreat open to any Black girl, no matter where she lives and where she goes to school. It's a full day of joy, healing, rest, movement, journaling. I'm even conducting sound bowl therapy sessions, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, make sure you send that flyer to us. I definitely would love to have it to put on our website and even chop it up about it. And pray this program goes well. You talk about this is part of your dissertation. And I, girls, some of my stars, I went through that. I got to give all y'all some love, get y'all dissertations and PhDs.
Yes.
Y'all be like, look, don't talk, don't call. Look, I will let you know when I am free. So I know you have your doctorate. When did you get it? And what was your doctorate in?
Actually completed. I completed May 2024, and my doctorate is in educational administration. And so naturally, when someone attains a doctorate in educational administration, people are asking, like, are you going to get a principal job? What school are you going to try to apply for? But I taught in public schools for 14 years, and I remember just being in the box while I was in there. And so I built up a business to assist schools, but from the outside in, so nobody could tell me what I needed to say or how I needed to conduct myself. So,
I know you love to see Black women doing this. You inspire other women, grown women, girls to aspire to the highest aspiration of education when that's just in them to do so. If people want more about Bell's Garden, even community members who are like, wait, I need to support this, how can they reach out to you, Dr. Mallory?
For sure. Well, we certainly have our website, bellsgarden.co. .com.co. And also you can reach us at our email info@bellsgarden.co. And we would love to, I talk about Black girls wherever I go. I host my own podcast, A Monday Moment with Dr. Mal. And I really, really focus on Black women. And where Black women start is by being Black girls. And so this is why this work is important to me.
Okay. I see the connection, doctor. That's why you got your dissertation, everything. Yeah, that's why you got your PhD. Okay, I see the connect. Well, once again, hope to hear from you. Please send us the flyer for the retreat because we got to tell our listeners about that. And thank you for the work that you all are doing. And I love the way that you spell Bell's Garden because it's not capitalized and it makes it kind of stand out like, oh, okay, well, is this an error? But no, I'm dealing with the doctor. It's not an error. Shoot.
It's not an error, and it's with intention. So it was certainly inspired by the work of Bell Hooks, who was American Black feminist.
She
lowercased her name so that we could not focus on who she was, but the work that she was doing. And so we also want people to focus on the work that we're doing and not who we are. So.
And I thought about her when I saw this. I was like, this is interesting. Okay, method behind it. I love it. Dr. Mallory McCoy, co-founder of Bell's Garden. Find out more at bellsgarden.co. Don't add no com on that. bellsgarden.co. Their programs this summer for your girls, and look forward to seeing what comes of this and talking to you in the future. I appreciate you so much, sis.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one, Dak.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.